Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today it's fantasy football week number one results. Yes, victory! Woo! The good news is that no matter what happens next, my fantasy football team, otherwise known as Swamp Gas, will not go winless this year. The Methane Marauders captured victory in their first matchup of the season by a final tally of 126-83. Yes, victory is sweet. And with this 10-league team, my fantasy football team is now on a 5-way tie for first place after week number one.
Excellent.
So today I'm awarding myself the Wile E. Coyote Super Genius moniker, at least for this week, for my brilliant fifth-round draft selection of Los Angeles Chargers running back Austin Eckler. Eckler played like a man on a mission last week, a mission to make me look good. He scored 3 touchdowns, 2 by running and 1 via the pass, and scored a whopping 32 fantasy points for Swamp Gas last week. And as you may remember from last week's week number one post, the Yahoo Sports team chastised my wasted pick on Austin Eckler in round number 5 of the draft. And to Yahoo Sports, I say, go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person.
Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
And while we're at it, let's give a Swamp Gas game ball to our place kicker, Will Lutz of the New Orleans Saints. Not only did he lead the Saints to improbable victory last night with a 59-yard field goal to end the game and give the Hoodats a win over the Houston Texans, his kick gave our team 5 points and a game total of 15 points versus his projected number of 9. Great job to Will Lutz. Keep going, buddy. Now, my starting group generally performed better than the guys that I left on the bench last week. For NFL week number one, my biggest bench surprise was that Swamp Gas's backup rookie tight end, TJ Hockenson of the Detroit Lions, had a terrific week. He earned 19 points, unfortunately, on the bench, and outperformed our starting tight end, Jared Cook of the Saints, who only came in with 3. Now, Jared Cook and Drew Brees are just getting started as Cook just came over from the Raiders this season, so we're going to give Cook versus Hockenson this battle another week or two to fester. And this week, I'll go ahead and stay with Cook in the starting lineup, but I'm watching closely. Time for an injury update. Washington and former LSU running back Darius Geis injured his right knee in week one and is now likely unavailable for the next few weeks. Now, this is pretty sad to hear because Geis, who is only in his second year as a professional, injured his other knee as a rookie last year. Otherwise, the remainder of our team came through week number one A-OK. Whew. For underperformances this week, I was really disappointed that our wide receiver, a rookie, Andy Isabella with the Arizona Cardinals, he didn't even have a catch in game one. Though he was used as a kickoff return man, those yards won't earn him any points in this league. It's a bad start for the rookie. Now, for general manager decisions, that's right, we wear 2 hats here. General manager, who's in charge of the player personnel, and the coach, who'll decide which players to use. The Yahoo Sports team allows their teams to make cuts and additions beginning on Wednesday morning. So that means that any player decisions I need to do need to be made by midnight tonight. So, I'm thinking it might be time to consider dropping wide receiver Andy Isabella off my bench if he's just not going to see the ball anytime soon to start the season. So, I just submitted a request to drop him, and we're going to try, wink, wink, it's not going to work, but we're going to try to add wide receiver John Ross of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the undrafted Ross had 158 yards and 2 scores last week for the Bengals in week one. He won't do that every week, but at least he's in the game and he's catching balls, whereas Andy Isabella is only on the bench catching a cold. The transaction is unlikely to be completed, though. Why? Well, Yahoo Sports gives the league teams with a losing record a priority over a team with a winning record, at least for this week like us, when multiple teams try to claim the same player undrafted. If we're successful, which I don't think we will be, it will upgrade our bench. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? Now let's move on to this week's opponent. Our next opponent will be the always tough Houston Hard Hitters. Yes, they go by the nickname Triple H, like the wrestler. They are a recent league champion a couple years ago and are always among the best teams every season, and they ride into this week at 1-0 also. So this is a clash of the undefeated teams. Now that sets up this week's coaching decision. As the GM and coach of this here fantasy football team, it's my duty to set our fantasy lineup for week number 2 pretty early because there's another Thursday night football game this week, as there will be all season. And, you know, I think playing on Thursday night's really a bad idea for the players' health, but hey, don't get me started. The NFL's all in it for the money. So I'm going to plan to stick with my original starting lineup that won last week, again this week, since none of the matchups showed any reason to make any changes. So that's a wrap up for week number 1 on our fantasy football selections, a victory. I'll return next Tuesday and give you the weekly results from our second week, and we'll strategize on how we should proceed for our next ball game. Hope you're enjoying the series. It's been interesting. Stay tuned. More to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.